Daf Samech Vav. So we got pretty deep in yesterday. We got around 10 lines down to the Bailu. That was, we thought, was a safe stopping place. See the Bailu 10 lines down? So the Gemara says, we've been talking about Eid Echad. See Bailu, Ishto Zinsa Beid Echad Veshosek Mahu. So let's say a person testifies, one Eid testifies that a wife was Mizana, and the husband stays quiet. Is that considered an admission? Do we assume that she's now asertim or not? And we trust Eid Echad. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Neman, we trust the Eid Echad in the light of the Shtika. And Rav Amar, Eino Neman, we do not trust him. Have a davar shebe'erva ve'ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. So this goes back to, again, that question of Eid Echad. Is it about Eidus? If it's about Eidus, then Eid Echad doesn't work. If it's all you need is Nemanis, that the husband believes that his wife was Mizana, so then, as long as there's nemanis, if the husband personally believes, then it's okay. This touched upon, again, a large sugya. Every application of Eid Echad, you have to understand how Eid Echad works, and you also have to understand what the psul that's needed. So the psul that's needed for a davar shebe'erva, you need Eidus normally, or maybe it's about nemanis, about their relationship. If he finds, if he trusts that there's some dishonesty, there's some mered on her part, which is the lashon of the Gemara uses, there's some mered on her part, so maybe that would end their relationship. There's some mal, as Pasuk says by in Parshas Nasa, by the Sota, Malba, that she rebelled against him, that would be enough, even though there's not real formal edus. So that seems to be the machlokas here. So, again, Abaye says we trust Eid Echad if he's silent, if the Baal is silent, and Abaye says we trust him, Rava says we don't trust him. So the Gemara wants to know now, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, actually let's look at one thing here, look at Tosos Dibra Mascha Rava Amar. Rava holds that we do not trust the Eid Echad, even if the Baal is silent. Vim Tomar came into Shosek Vishtika Koda Damya. So once the Baal is silent, don't we know Shtika is Koda? When you're silent, it's as if you're admitting. So Lama Lo Tesar Lav, why shouldn't she be Aser? He's admitting to it by him being quiet. Vichilo Yuchal Asos Alav Chaticha Di Sura? It's a fascinating question. There's a lot of lum that's going on here. So he's able to, even though maybe it's not real Adis, but if he says that my wife is Aser to me, that means his wife is aser to him. He made a chaticha shaveh nafshei chaticha disur. So now we're making another jump. Now, not only if he says it, but if he stays quiet, his hoda is like, rather his shtika is like hoda. It's like if he said, you are aser to me, so it should certainly be aser. Why does Rava say, eino neman? So says Tosas v'yesh lomar, the kasava Rava holds the time of the shosek mehemen, la mishum de shtika kol da damya. When the husband's silent, it's not working through the mechanism of a hoda. El mishum de ikar glam medavar. Mehemne, because there's reglan medavar, there's some indication, there's an Eid Echad, the Baal silent, putting everything together, it seems to indicate that maybe he's going to be Aser. V'chemin sha'ein ha'isr mikoch Eidus ha'Baal, el mikoch Eidus ha'Eid. It doesn't come from the husband's perspective, it comes from the Eid Echad, and his silence, combined together with the Eid Echad, might indicate there should be an Isser. So therefore, since it's only an Eid Echad, lo mehemne le'id Eid Echad, einu neman bedavar shebe'erva. Okay, fine. Mar now says, Amar Abaye says, Mina Amina La. How do I know Abaye says that we trust the Eid Echad when the Baal is silent? So, the Dahu Samya, there's once a Summa, a blind person. The Hava Mesadim Asnisa, the Kami de Marshmul. He was chazuring Mishnayos, learning Mishnayos and Brysos in front of Marshmul. Yom Achad, one day, Nogid Lay, he was late. Vlohava Kasi, he wasn't coming to Shir. Shad the Shlucho, Marshmul sent the Shliach Abasi to go to his home to see if he's okay. Ad Azil, so when the Shliach, Ad Azil Shliach, Bechada Orcha, the Shliach went on one path, Asa Iyu Bechada, so the Summa went back on the other path. So they missed each other. Kiyasa Shliach, so when the Shliach returned, he says that he wasn't home, but he found something else when he got to this person's house. Amar, he says, Isha Zinsa, I saw this woman was with another man. So Asa Lekame de Mashul, so they presented the case to Mar Shmuel, Amar Lei. So he says now to the Summa, Ime Hemen Lecha, if you trust the aid, Zil Afke, go divorce your wife. Vilo, if you don't trust her, low topic, don't divorce her. So my love, what's the case? Im mehemen la alecha de lav gazlanahu. So Abaye says, is it not a case, do you trust him, not being an Eid Echad or not? Do you trust that this shliach is not a gazlan or not? An Eid Echad works. Abaye said Eid Echad works. The question was, do you think this guy qualifies as an Eid Echad? Is he a gazlan and he's pasul? Or he's not a gazlan and he's kasher? That's the shayla. But Abaye says, from this gemara we see, from this story, that we trust in Eid Echad. For this case of Ishta Shazinsa. So Rava says, no, you have it all wrong. The question Marshmul was posing is, if you trust him like two Eidim, Zilafke, if you trust him, you have so much faith in the Shliach, as if they're two edim, then you should divorce her. V'lo, lo laf tafke. If you trust him only as one aid, so then you don't have to divorce him, because one aid is not enough. So what do you have to...
In that case of Ishto Zintad, it's not the Mayim Amarim, that's they go in front of the Kohen.
Say that again. That case of the Sota case.
Yeah.
That you need the stages where the husband has to give kino. He has to warn her first, and then she has to be found in the secret, in Bastira somewhere. But you're right. It's similar case. That's true. Be'etum eid echad is enough to aser her and not to make the Sota drink. Exactly. That's true. We do trust eid echad by tuma.
The Rashba asks why would this is not shtika kehoda, because he's a he cannot know if
it's 100%.
No, when you say meaning that he knew, but he kept quiet.
Right.
So here it says that there is yeshrak lain ledavar. If not, it wouldn't be. In the case of
unless
the blind
knows.
Guy.
But right. Why his tikka is kohoda? Because he didn't do the action. It's supposed to be about the wife. That if she's short ticket.
Right.
That's all that, because she did the action.
That's a very good point. That is.
What the connection
is. It sounds like, from his perspective, does he trust this Eid Echad? Because part of the relationship, part of the Ishus, is that she.
But what about the Gzera Shavah, Devar and Devar?
So that's according to Rava. Rava says there's no Shtika, doesn't make a difference. You need two Eidim, that's it. In the world of Abaye, where you could trust one Eid, it's only when there's also a Shtika from the husband's perspective. So Tosef tells us it's not about shtika being a hoda or not. That's not what it's about necessarily. It's about there's raglan medaver. He's not denying it. So if he's not denying it, there's one eidecha that says she was mezana. So likelihood that she was mezana, and then we trust him. Now again, I want to get involved in this, but this seems. I wonder what this situation. What does it mean that you trust him like two eidim? Rava says you need mamish two eidim. So now we're seeing a new case. If you trust one person as if he's like two eidim, how does that work? You need the pasuk says you need mamish two eidim. So Rashi doesn't really address this at all. I imagine someone explains this. But, okay, I'm just throwing it out there. I didn't look into this at all. Quote a number of different opinions down here. Okay, fine. So comes along now, Amar Abaye says, okay, fine, I need a new raya for me. Rava just rejected that story. How do I know that you trust Tenei Echad by Ishtazin? So Amar Abaye, Minala, how do I know this sign? And now he quotes a braya instead of a story. Ma'aseh b'Yanai HaMelech Shalach L'Kuchlis. So Yanai HaMelech was a king. He was also a Kohen Gadol. So Ma'aseh b'Yanai HaMelech Shalach L'Kuchlis. It went to a certain country, a region, Sheba Midbar, in the desert. V'kivesh Sham Shishim Krachim. He conquered 60 cities. V'chazaraso in his return. Hayasameach Simcha Gadol. He was so happy. V'kara L'chol Chachma Yisrael. He invited all the Chachamim to a meal. Amar Lahem, so he says, Avoseinu, hayu ochlim luchim bezban, shayu asukum bebin beis hamikdash, our fathers above, they used to celebrate with these salted foods, which are supposed to be some delicacies. When they're building the beis hamikdash, Rashi says, when they're building bayis sheni, when they return back, look at Rashi, kishahayu asukum bebin bebayis sheni, shebo min hagola, they return back from Babel, from exile, vahayu aniyim, they're very poor, vahayu ma'otzin ha'otas mamlacha, they spent a lot of time and effort and money in working. So too, we should salt food, which is not delicacies. I'm sorry, not delicacies. Where we should also remember the pains that they went through in terms of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had made successful, like by Sheni, so too, in these conquering of these cities. So too, we should be Necha Meluchim Zechel Avoseinu. V'helum Luchan Al Shulchanu Shazav, and they had brought forward all these salted foods on the golden table. V'achlu, and they ate. There's a person who's a late slave, Ra Ublial. The guy was a jokester, a bad heart. He threw away the old Torah. Not a good guy. His name was Elazar ben Poira Shimo. V'yomer Elazar ben Poira Liana Hamelch. He said to the king, Yan Hamelch, Libam shall Prushim Alecha. The Prushim, which is the opposite of the Tzedukim, the Prushim, they don't really like you so much. So Maase. So Yan Hamelch wants to know, ask advice from this individual. What should I do? Hakim l'ha mitzitz shebein enecha. Person should wear tzitz between his eyes, like the Kohen Gadol. So, what was he advising? You look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hakim l'ha mitzitz shebein enecha. Before we read the Rashi, somebody was telling me yesterday that when we had this sugi a little while ago, the big day kuna, so he asked the question, apparently a 10-year-old boy asked this question. When it comes to Megillas Esther, so we lay in the, when it comes to the Kalim Shonim, we read in a Eichatun. I forget exactly. Mikaelim, Shonim. What? Right, when it comes to the Bigdei Kuna, L'chavod L'Safaris, that they were wearing, that Achashverosh wore, we don't read it in the Eichatun. Why only when the Kalim, the Klisharis, were being used, do we read it in Eichatun? But when the Bigdei Kuna were being worn, they would not read in the Eichatun. So someone answered, apparently on the spot, based on the Rashi here. Someone just told me this yesterday morning. So Rashi says, Hakim lehem betzitz shebein einecha, tein tzitz hekdesh al mitzcha, place it on your forehead, v'yam du'al raglam, stand on your feet. Fish Hashem Kasabo, the name is written on it. It says Tzitz Kodesh Lashem, it says. Vehem Yiglues Libam, and they're going to show the true colors. They're going to reveal the hearts, what they really think about you. Vavagavlav Shas Avoda, how could you convince him? It wasn't the Shask Avoda. Kadamar Beperk Bay is Big Day Kuna Nisalahenas Behem. This is what we had Nafnun Dalad, that you're allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna even outside the Avoda because the Torah wasn't given Lamachisharis. How could the Big Day Kuna, the Kohanim, take off their clothing right away when the Avoda is done? It's impossible. So since there's a heter to wear Big Day Kuna outside the Avoda, so he was allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna outside the Avoda. Now, so the answer to the question was, so Achashverosh, by wearing the Chavod of the Sfars, the fact that he was wearing Big Day Kuna wasn't so problematic because you're allowed to wear Big Day Kuna outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Avoda. Now, you have to be a Kohen to wear it, of course, but that was part of the heter. As opposed to Kalim, you cannot use for non-Avoda purposes. What?
Who was the Kohen at that time?
Which time? Achashverosh? There's no Beis HaMikdash at that time. Fine. Either way, the Gemara says, so he advises Yan HaMelech to wear the tzitz. So he goes and wears the tzitz. Where are we up to right now? Hakeim lehem b'tzitz, b'she b'in enof, he wears it. Haya sham zakin echad, v'Yehuda ben Gedida. There was a certain elderly man there. His name was Yehuda ben Gedida Shemo, v'yomer Yehuda ben Gedida, l'Yan HaMelech, Yan HaMelech, rav lecha keser malchus, hanech keser kun, it's enough. It's enough that you have the king. You don't have to take the crown of the Zarosh Aaron. You have to take Aaron. You're not a Kohen. Stick to the Kesar Melech. So apparently, Yanai Melech's father was a Kohen, but his mother was taken away in captivity. And we assume that whenever a woman is held captivity, she was violated, and she's now usher to marry a Kohen. Vivukash Adavar, and they looked into this, Vilo Nimsa, and they didn't find this to be true. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Shayu omrim imo nishbeis min hamodim lechach michubo." That's why they were against Yan HaMelech wearing the tzitz. Shayu prushin omrim olav imo nishbeis min modim mekrach shabeis chashmonaya haya. It was a city of the chashmonaim. Chashmonaim were kohanim. So Yan HaMelech's father was a kohen who was living in this city. Veshvuya psula kuna, a woman who's held captivity is pasul to kohen. But yet, Nasa Aviv, she married Yanai's father, v'nimsa chalo. So then they had Yanai after that, and it turns out he's a chalo. So this is what this was the advice of Elazar ben Puria telling Yanai Melch. So you'll see that they really don't think you're a Kohen. So what happened after this? So Yanai Melch got very upset. By Yvadlu Chachme Yisrael Bazam, he angrily separated all the Chachme Yisrael, got rid of them. But Yom Elazar ben Puria, Yanai Melch, so he says further, Yanai Melch, Hedyot Shebisrael Kachu Dino. So Vata Melch, the Kohen Gadol, Kachu Dincha. So what's he saying here? Rashi says, Kachu Dina Lesbel Cherfasa. That's a person, a regular person, he's able to resolve his disgrace. So a Hedyo will just kick out the Chachmei Yisrael and move on. But a Kohen and a king like yourself, you're just going to dismiss them? You're not going to react? You're not going to punish them at all? So again, Yad HaMelech asks him, so Ma'asa, what do you suggest I do? Imata Shemer Leitzasi, if you listen to me, roam some, kill them, destroy all the Chachmei Yisrael. So then he says, V'Torah Matei Aleh, what's going to be with the Torah? If I kill all the Chachmei Yisrael, I'm Jewish, I need someone to teach me Torah. Hare krucha omenachas bekaren davis. What do you mean? The Torah still exists, it's still there in the corner. Kol ha'rotze lilmod yavo v'yamid, real mode, anyone who wants, it's there for the taking. You don't need the Chachamim, the Torah, is everything's written there. So he went ahead and he killed Zomer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, miyad, that moment, Nizuko bo apikorsis, he was overtaken by apikorsis. Tavalei lemeimar, Yanai should have said, tinach Torah shebechsav, okay. So I understand the Torah Shbachsav, that's for everybody's taking, it's there, it's all the text is in front of us. But Torah Shbal Peh, what's going to be a Torah Shbal Peh? Why didn't Yanai HaMelech say he was concerned about the Torah Shbal Peh? So at that moment he threw away the Torah Shbal Peh, he became a Tzaduki. Tzaduki by definition was people who rejected the Torah Shbal Peh, he wasn't concerned with the Torah Shbal Peh anymore. Miyad, Vatotzi Zera, Aidei Elzar Ben Puria, V'yahargu Kol Chach Meisal. So the advice of the evil Elazar ben Puria was fulfilled, and he killed all the Chachmei Yisrael. And the world was desolate of Torah until Shimon ben Shetach, who happened to be Yana Melch's wife's brother, right? He's a brother-in-law. Exactly. We have the story about that in Gemara Brachos. The Hich says Torah liyashin, he returned it back to the old ways.
He was
Abbezin. He was Abbezin, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah, exactly. The mission, so Sanhedrin, right. Okay. So, either way, this is the story. So what's the relevance of this case? We're trying to bring a raya somehow from here that we trust in Eid Echad, that Abai is saying we trust in Eid Echad. Hey, Chidami, the Gemara says, what's the case here? Elaim with the Beit Shrei Amri, if it's that two people say, Ishtabe, that the Yana Himelch's mother was held in captivity, Ubeit Shrei Amri lo, Ishtabe, and two others say, deny it. So my chaz is the samchas ahani, samach ahani. So why do you trust the two that say she was nishbeis? Trust the two that say she wasn't nishbeis. They would cancel each other out. So we wouldn't assume that Yanhei Melch is necessarily a chalal. So that can't be the case.
Wait, are we saying the opposite? Because then we said they looked into it. They didn't find.
They couldn't confirm that.
So, and the point is, why are we samach on those who are refuting it? We should say he wasn't. He was a problem.
Look, Rashi says, Heichidami, around 15 lines up. Heichidami, Yivukashadavar Velo Nimsa, the case where they looked into it, they investigated it, they didn't find it to be true. The Mashbat Shech Zikuhu, Mecheskas Kashus. Now we could assume that he was a Cheskas Kashus. They investigated, they didn't find any Edom that she was Mizana, that she was a Shvuya. Right, so we're saying, what's the case here? So if it's where two said she was Shvuya and two said she wasn't Shvuya, so why do you trust these over that? Look at the next Rashi. Samachahani, Dami Ashabe. Why do you trust the ones that say she was Shvuya? Heichi kamar v'lo matu. And how could you say?
Isn't this Samachahani on the second part? My chaz is Samachahani, Samachahani. Why are we Samach on those who say she wasn't taken captive? Samachahani, we should be Samach on these who say that she was taken captive.
Right, and absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's saying.
Right. So why are they saying
meaning, why should you rely on the one that Cheskashkashu? You should rely on the ones that said that she was possible. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Fine. So we should really be saying trust the ones that say she was Shvuya and she really was possible, and therefore Yanhei Melech would be a halal. So Elag Mar says must be a case be Eid Echad. This case is Eid Echad. When Eid Echad said that she was a Shvuya, the time of the Kamachish Lehu betray only because two people went against the Eid Echad and said that no, she wasn't a Shvuya. Lav Hachi, had there not been two who bring Machish the Eid Echad, Mammon, we would have trusted the Eid Echad in this case. So that's this is the Raya. So Rava Leol and Rava comes along, so Leol Matrei Utrei. Really, it's two and two. Two say she was Shvuya, two say she wasn't Shvuya. Ukadama Rav Acha bar Rav Minyama be'ede Hazama. It's talking about a case of Eidei Hazama. So the two Edom say that she was a Shvuya, and two other Edom are able to undermine the first Edom by saying, no, you guys were with us in this place at that time, and therefore the possible Midian Eidei Hazama. And that's why they could reject. That's why we reject the initial Edom. And Ibai Zema, another suggestion, Rava says, no, really, it is two and two, nothing to do with the Eidei Echad here. And it's Kedir Rav Yitzchak, Damar Rav Yitzchak, Shivcha, Hechniso, Tachte. What does that mean? Look at the last Rashi on the Amud. Shivcha hechnusu tachteha. Hechnusu lehem shivcha v'srum shizos. They brought with them a shivcha and they thought that she was the one. V'ganvu mehem lacha shenishbeis ad shelo nisyachta belo edim. Kach ein kan hachashas edim. Again, what they're saying was, it wasn't the mother of Yana, it was actually a shivcha that was held captivity. Is that what they're suggesting? I think so. Right. So before the mother of Yanai was taken by Yichud, she was taken away. But before she was in Yichud with these Goyim, they then stole another lady, a Shivcha, and it was a Shivcha who was brought exactly instead of the mother Yanai Melch.
It seems that that as soon as she was taken captive, they freed her and they replaced her with a Shivcha.
They freed her first, you say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
What it says. Meaning that there was not enough time for her to...
Uh-huh.
Right, and then they replaced her with a shivcha.
Okay. Either way, that's how Rava, one of these two ways, wiggles out of this raya, and it still is a machlokes whether an Eid Echad is trusted by Znus or not. Gemara now says in the very bottom of the Amud Aleph, Amud Rava going to Amud Beis now, Mina Aminala, how does Rava now know that we do not trust an Eid Echad by Isha, as Shazintra? The Tanani quotes a mission, the Misha, it's really a Tosefta, it says here, Tosefta Mikvos. Quote a number of places in shops, different versions of them.
So basically, there's There's no decision one way or the other, right? I mean, we did both. Each one answered.
No, this is just looking for proofs. They both have who to rely on. We haven't yet seen a raya for Rava. That's what we're about to see now. So the Bryce of the Tosefta says, top of Samach Vav Amr Beis, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'isa b'Megura Shadaskim. There's once a story of Megura Rashi says, referring to a little pool of water that was owned by a person named Diskim, Shem Adam, or it's the same name of a place, says Rashi. So Diskim b'Yavne. Sha'isa omed this b'cheska shlema, this in that pool of water was understood to be a full mikvah. And Umadu, then they measured it out, v'nimtzei tzchasera, it turns out it was actually less than the 40 saw that was needed. Now, what's going to be with all the taros that were dipped into here? So the Braisa says, "Kol taros shenasa agaba." All the taros that passed through this mikvah. Haya Rabbi Tarfon metar. Rabbi Tarfon says it's tahor. Rabbi Kiva metame. Rabbi Kiva argues, "No, everything's tame now." So what's the machlokas? Amr Rabbi Tarfon mikvah zem becheskas shalimu. This mikvah for many many years had been a becheskas kashrus and cheskas shalim. Who all made misafik? So you're trying to make it chaser midin safek. We had this vada approach before this day. So you're trying to have a safek motzi midin vada, if you will. So therefore, everything stays the status quo as being tahor. Amr Rabbi Kiva says, no. Adam zeh becheskas tamei. The individual, don't look at the mikvah. The mikvah was a cheskas kashrus, fine. But the Adam who was tamei was becheskas tamei. So the Adam zeh becheskas tamei who, omei besafek. He's standing as a safek tamei tahor at the balataro. You're trying to be matar the individual. Al titarenu besafek. You shouldn't be matar him on a level of a safek. So that's Rabbi Kiva's direction. He's focusing on the adam, and Rabbi Tarfon's focusing on the mikvah. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Mashal Omid, it's similar to the following case, very appropriate for this week's parsha Emor. Umakiv al gabe mizbeach. A kohen is busy being makiv karbanos on the mizbeach. V'no deshu ben gusha ben chalutza. Then it turns out they found out. Oh, he's a ben gusha ben chalutza. So now what's going to be with all the karbanos? Shavodasa kshera. His avoda that he had done is all kshera. Everything he's done in the past. Moving forward, he's pasul. Everything he's done in the past is kasher. So Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Mashal, so that's like Rabbi Tarfon. Everything, all the taros that were done in the past were all kasher. So comes on Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mashal omein makiv agabe mizbeach v'nodeshu bamum. I have a different mashal. The guy's on the being makiv karbanos, and then it turns out he's a balmum. Shavodasa psula. By a bamum, all his previous karbanos are actually pasul. That's this halacha is agreed upon everyone. The question is, are we comparing the mikvah case to a balmum, which everything's pasul, or do we compare it to a case of the ben grusha ben chalutza? So Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Ata di masa la bamum." You compare this to bamum. Vani di misa la ben grusha ben chalutza. I compare this to a different case. Near le midama. Let's see which is a better comparison. If it's similar to the case of Ben Gushel, let's judge like I'm saying, that all the previous Kabbalahs were kosher, all the previous Taros are kosher as well. But if it's similar to Bamum, like what you're suggesting, treat it like a Bamum, everything should be possible. So they started to figure out which one is it more similar to. Hischa Rabbi Kiva Ladun, he started to figure out the logic here, Mikvah Psula B'yachid, Ubamum Psula B'yachid. A mikvah is going to be disqualified if one person comes and measures it out and turns out with eight echad neman b'isur. So he's trusted by the mikvah case. So too, when it comes to the case of bamun, an eight echad, one person could declare a person being a bamun. The al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza shepsula b'shnayim. You need two people to testify that this woman was a grusha or a chalutza when she got married. So we should compare one on one. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva thinks it makes more sense to compare a Baal Mum, which requires 8 Echad, to the Mikvah, which is 1 8 Echad.
Because it's Davar Shever.
Well, in terms of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. That's why you need two for the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Davar Acher, alternatively, we could suggest Mikvah Psula Begufo, Baal Mum Psula Begufo, Ayuchich ben Grusha ben Chalutza shepsula me'achirim. So here, the mikvah is a psula in itself. It's missing. The Bamum and the person himself, he has some type of blemish. But the ben Grusha, he himself has nothing wrong. It's because of someone else, because his mother is what gives him the status. So for that reason, says Rabbi Kiva, we should compare more to a Bamum. So Amalei Rabbi Tarfon says, Akiva, Anybody who separates from you is like separating from life. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, you're right. I'm owed to you, and we can't live without you. So now the Gemara wants to know, after presenting this whole back and forth, Hai Bamum Shepsulu Biyachad Heichidami. What's the case where everybody agrees that an Eid Echad can declare a person to be a Bamum? Ida Kamachesh Le Mi Meheman. If he's rejecting him, so is he really believed? Who's one? Is another Eid Echad rejects him, or the individual himself? Probably another Eid Echad. The Kohen himself. Kohen says, I'm not a Bamum. What are you talking about? So if the Baal himself, the Kohen himself rejects it, so do we trust Eid Echad? No. El the Shasik must be where the Kohen was silent. So you're silent and he accepted the that he's a Bamum, and we trust him. So Chetachvase, now along the same lines, the parallel case would be Agave Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Shasik. It must be also where the Ben Grusha stays silent. The Katani, and it's written, Mikva Psulo Biyachid Ubamum Psulo Biyachid Avayochiach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shepsul B'Shnaim. So we see, that this is the case, to say that the mother is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you need two Eidim in the case of the guy being silent. According to Abaye, all you really need would be one aid to say that the mother's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and the coin would be silent, that would be enough. The fact that you require two aidim about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza in the context of Shtika is a raya for Rava that you do not trust one aid echad in the world of Erva. So comes on Abaye to defend himself. Abaye Amar Liolam de Kamachish Le. No, really it's a case where the Kohen himself was going against, he was rejecting the aid echad. Rejected the aid echad. So if he rejects Eid Echad, so I'm a Kohen. The Eid Echad says, I'm a Baal Mum. And I say, no, I'm not a Baal Mum. So how can we trust the Eid Echad? With the commerce, am I Memon? So why would we trust the Eid Echad? Damar Lei, Shalich Achai. So what does Shalich Achai mean? Look at Rashi. See Rashi around 10 narrow lines down. Shalich Achai, Imeincha Baal Mum. If you're not a Baal Mum, Hafshik Begadecha Venir. Take off your clothes and show us. Prove it. Prove the case to us. So normally we don't trust an Eid Echad if I deny it. But this particular case, this case here, we trust Eid Echad if I'm rejecting him because...
Prove it.
Exactly. So he tells us, right, Shalach v'achoy, Targum shel v'hivshit v'shilach. That's the Targum of to remove your clothing. Mikan, he writes, Yesh l'chich t'chol davar sheyachol hisbara Eid Echad neman alav afil Eid Echad ma'chisha. If an Eid Echad has something that can be clarified, we trust Eid Echad unless you bring proof the other way. But if it's something that cannot be proven, then we do not trust an Eid Echad. Okay, now they probably love this and how that works
as
exactly.
As long as the other person is machnas.
Exactly, right. Okay, now the Gemara says, where did we go here? Hainu de Kasani, so that's what it means in this brisa. Mikva psul begufo va bamum psul begufo va yochik ben gush ben chalutza she psul ben acherim. So that's what it means, that the mikva is psul begufo, meaning you go check it out. Right. And the bamum is psul begufo, it's there in front of you, go check it out. But you can't really prove the Ben Grusha case. You need to bring Eidim for that case. That's what's behind this line here. Now the Gemara wants to know, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Avodah Sakshayr Minalan. How do I know when a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza does an Avodah, bid the Eved all the Avodahs he did before actually Kasher? Minalan, how do we know? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Krala Padik Zed, Vahayisa Lo Lizara Acharav, and it will be for you children after you. It said, what does it mean? All your Zera, Bein Zera Kosher, Bein Zera Pasel, all your Zera who do Avodos will be Kosher B'di'evit. Even a Pasel Kohen could do an Avodah. Avodah Shmuel Amar, Mehachel. He brings another Raya. Berech Hashem Chelo, Ufol Yadav Tirtza. A Chelo, a Chalal Kohen, who does action in Pol Yadav, he does work, it's Tirtza, it's considered accepted B'di'evit. Afilu Chulun Shabo Tirtza, even a Chulun Shabo, even a Chalal, his Avodah would be good B'di'evit. That's what the Taichin. Lashon chol, not a chol lav dafka, but the same idea, I think. Okay, Rashi says right. So then the Gemara says further. Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha from here. Uvas el Kohen Asher Yeh Beyamim Hayim. And you go to the Kohen that's during your days. I think this is referring to the Zaki Mamre, maybe Parsha Shoftim. So you go to the Kohen that's in your days. Will you go to a Kohen who's not during your days? You're going to go to his kever. Ella zeh kosher v'nischalo. It's referring to a Kohen that was in your days that stopped being a Kohen. He used to be a Kohen, but no longer is a Kohen. So if you go to the Kohen, who was accepted in your days, even though finds out later that he's no longer a Kohen, that Avoda was Kasher.
I think that's a shot that Rashi says in Chumash.
No? Okay, could be.
I think Rashi says that even if, you know, even if that on those days he wasn't as good as the previous days. No, isn't Rashi
I don't remember.
Something on his belt, but maybe. Okay.
We'll know in the summertime when we get there. So the Gemara says, what about Baal Mum Davodas Apsulam Minol? And how do I know if a Baal Mum doesn't have Avoda, then all the Karbanos are actually going to Pasul? So Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kralapatik says, Parshas Pinchas, Lachena Amar Hainini Nosein Lo Es Brisi Shalom, I'm going to give you the Bris Shalom that Pinchas was Zocha to. Kishu Shalom, only when you're Shalom do you have the Bris Shalom. We know Pinchas wasn't a Kohen initially, but because he did this act of Kavod Shemayim, he was Zocha to the Bris Shalom, which is the Bris of the Kuna. So only when you're shalem can you do it, but below kishu chaser, but not when you're a baal mum, you can't do it. So that's the source that a baal mum is possible from doing the avoda, even b'diavad. V'ha shalom ksiv. It doesn't say shalem, it says shalom, peace. It doesn't say full. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman vav de shalom ketiyahi. If you look in the Torah, the word shalom, the vav is actually split in half. So it's really supposed to be darshined shalem, and that's the drasha. So I was once at a shul someplace, they daven mincha time. It was parshas, I guess it was Balak. So then Pinchas, they were reading the Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, they read Pinchas. So they got to it's the end of the last word of Kohen, the Leon, in the Mincha time, or during the week. Got to Shalom, and then they see that it's split. And they start, like, call the Rav over, it's a mistake, the Vav is split in half. The Rav's looking at it, he's like, I think it's okay. So he didn't know this halacha. Had it been the Vav been connected, it actually would be puzzle. It has to be split. But he thought it's actually split usually like on the bottom of it, that the Vav looks long enough, and there's a little thing on the bottom, so he thought it was like a kasher Vav, but he didn't know this Gemara or the Halacha. Either way, that's how it appears in the Gemara, and the Torah actually based on this Gemara here, that the idea is it has to be Shalom.
Where is it cut in this?
Particular? In the Vav.
So what's the Vav? The Vav itself has a cut?
Yeah. The Vav's like this, and the space, and then the bottom finishes off. You look in a regular Chumash, you'll see it also.
In the Torah, it's like that,
yeah. I've seen it, because I've gotten Levi once before in Pinchas, so you look to the word before, and you get to see it.